I always wondered why every travel website always starts with the question, where would you like to go? Well, what if I don't know where I want to go? This geography-based search is going to be replaced in the future by a natural language search.
Welcome to Technovation. I'm your host, Peter High. My guest today is Naveen Manga. Naveen is the Global Chief Technology Officer of Marriott International, the largest hospitality company in the world, with over 30 brands, 8,700 hotels across 139 countries. Naveen has been in role for nearly 2.5 years, and his responsibilities include technology strategy, innovation, and transformation. And I look forward to discussing all of those and more with him through this conversation.
And now for a word from our partner, Nile, and the company's co-founder and chief executive officer, Pankaj Patel. Pankaj, talk a bit about the idea of network as a service, as this is a category you're pioneering, essentially.
Service is truly the new product. We really wanted to mold this in a way where AI truly drives the closed-loop automation, because we saw this as a major hole in the way the networks were today. This is where we realized that data is the secret ingredient for what we are doing. Every facet of our life is dependent on connectivity and networking today. So we will say, before you design any piece of hardware, software, or firmware, ask yourself a question. Do you really need this? Focus on what is truly needed to deliver a service. After you have decided that you are going to need this, simplify it to the nth degree. Simplification is the key. After that, we said, let's automate everything that we are doing. Doing all of this, we were able to simplify and automate 95% of the usual things people encounter in the IT shop. You cannot do this with the product mindset. This is what we had to do in order to create the true service offering.
Thanks, Pankaj. And now on to our broadcast.
Naveen, welcome to Technovation.
Thank you, Peter. Before we begin, I want to share that I have been a fan of your work my entire career. And as an avid listener to your podcast, I feel so privileged to be on it today, sitting here right across from you.
The pleasure's mine. Thank you. And I should note, we are recording this in Marriott's headquarters, gorgeous headquarters, I might add, here in Bethesda, Maryland. And very evident technology is throughout even just the lobby here. It's remarkable how much your team has shaped the experience, even of checking in, of having me join you here. It's really evident throughout.
You're absolutely right, Peter. We moved into this building in the late fall 22, and there's a lot of cool technology incorporated into every aspect of the premises. To me, it's a symbol of how we as an organization have really embraced technology in our everyday life. All of this technology you see around us in the building is integrated with a seamless customer experience in mind, and we have a mobile app that works like a one-stop shop for our associates. It's used by thousands of associates and contractors on a daily basis, where you can reserve workspaces, view parking availability, book conference rooms, schedule meetings, order food and beverages, and much more.
Wow, phenomenal. Well, in my introduction, Naveen, I mentioned a bit about your role as Chief Technology Officer, and I'd love to have you share a bit more about those responsibilities, if you would.
In this role, I'm responsible for global technology strategy, innovation, and transformation. And I'm blessed to have a great team supporting me across the following functions: global software engineering, enterprise architecture and emerging technologies, data product and engineering, technology portfolio management, and corporate systems. And across these areas, we closely partner with our infrastructure teams, security teams, and the business organizations.
Well, this is probably a fortuitous point to ask you a bit more about the general transformation that technology has brought to the industry. You were an industry veteran over nearly 13 years, in fact, across 2.5 at Marriott, another decade plus at Hilton. Talk a bit about the role that technology's played in changing this industry.
I have been and continue to consider myself as a student and practitioner of hospitality and travel technology. And as you mentioned, I've been doing this for a while. The hospitality industry, in my mind, has always been about people serving people, and that will never change. However, technology has steadily progressed from being an enabler of our business in the past to being core to the business today. So in hospitality, for several decades since the introduction of computers, we started a paradigm of software and services being built to last. And that was the dominant design pattern at the time. We still have central REST systems at major hospitality and travel companies today running on mainframe. While this longevity is impressive, what got us here is not going to get us there. So with this shift that we're experiencing in technology at a rapid pace, our industry needs a new paradigm. We need technology that is built to change and respond to the dynamic environment of the business as the business shape shifts versus technology that was in the past built to last. And I believe that rallying around this technology that is built to change is key to driving innovation and competitive advantage.
Very interesting. And you've mentioned in a few different ways the transformation that is coming. And I wonder if you can unpack that a little bit further, the digital and technology transformation that's afoot here.
Before I talk about that, I want to anchor the response with our overarching purpose. At Marriott, our overarching purpose is to connect people through the power of travel. And we see ourselves following three paths to winning. One, building the best brands and experiences. Two, assembling the most valuable and engaged customer base. And three, be in more places. So to achieve these goals, we're undergoing a multi-year comprehensive digital and technology transformation. And this transformation involves replacing our key platforms like reservations, property management, and loyalty while delivering a modern technology platform to fuel our growth.
And talk a bit about the impact on guests and the transformation for them.
We're completely reimagining how guests shop with us, which is their first touch point, making it easier to find and book where you want to stay. So I always wondered why every travel website always starts with the question, where would you like to go? Well, what if I don't know where I want to go? This geography-based search is going to be replaced in the future by a natural language search. We will enable features where our guests can come on our websites and be able to ask a question like, I would like to go to a property that has a Michelin star restaurant. So we want to make it then easier for that guest who's booked that experience at the time they arrive. And as more capabilities are added, we will have the ability to book a full range of activities like spa, cabana, and dining. We also want to provide confirmed upgrades at the time of booking, complimentary upgrade notifications, and real-time earn, so basically loyalty points deposited immediately at checkout.
Very interesting. And I know associates are another constituent group that you and your team are deeply involved with, and I wonder if you can talk a bit about some of the changes afoot for them.
Yeah, well, Peter, associates are the heart of the house. To deliver, associates need tools that are easy to learn and use. So we plan to automate manual tasks by introducing new intelligent tools. This will allow for quicker completion of activities like room block, room readiness, upgrades, and services like mobile check-in and mobile key. Our front office associates will have a simple-to-use, intuitive guest service platform and overlay technology that provides key data from multiple systems in one place to cut down things like guest wait times and elevate our overall service level.
You talk about the new platforms, and I know that creating a better foundation with more modern technology is a critical ingredient to bringing all that you've described to life. Can you talk a bit about that modernization activity that you and your team are driving?
Sure. At Marriott, we would like to think about technology as capability layers versus systems. So I'm particularly excited about a key part of this transformation, which enables a huge competitive advantage for Marriott. So this new architecture is comprised of three layers that work seamlessly together to deliver innovative products, services, and experiences for our customers. So the bottom of the stack is our platform foundation. This is a web-scale, unconstrained infrastructure capability built on a hybrid cloud and has observability and instrumentation baked into it. Above that is our platform core layer. This layer delivers modern microservices-based travel and hospitality-specific innovations and capabilities with the fastest speed to value. And the top layer is our platform experience. This is where the magic happens, where we allow us to have targeted, distinctive, and personalized experiences across channels and customer personas. The beauty of this architecture fabric, Peter, is its simplicity. But the power is in the composability of travel experiences.
That's well articulated and really fascinating as to how you think about that. And I wonder, more generally speaking, as you look to the future, What trends excite you beyond the ones we've already covered?
I've been waiting for you to ask this question, so thank you for asking that. If I were to pick a couple, I would say the obvious, machine learning and artificial intelligence. And when I talk about AI, I'm referencing both classic and generative AI. I'm not only excited about the tech, but I'm also excited about the innovative approach we're taking to bring these technologies to life at Marriott. So last summer, we organized a 48-hour code fest on generative AI. So I presented my engineers with this challenge: dream so big that it scares you, then dream bigger. The results were astounding. I was thrilled to see the ingenuity in the ideas and solutions that the teams came up with. I can't tell you more about them just yet because we're working on them, but I can tell you that we've made CodeFest a core part of our DNA. Preparations are already underway for the next one. Since then, we expanded our design lab and created an AI incubator with co-investment opportunities for partners. So over 150 use cases were submitted across the organization, and we believe there are three significant areas to unlock for Marriott and the industry at large. Number one is accelerated content generation. Two is elevated customer experiences. And lastly, augmented intelligence for our associates. So we recently launched our internal pilots across all of these capabilities. However, with our incubator, we're also experimenting with both ambition and caution. We're not looking to rush out anything for the customers just to check a box, but there's some powerful use cases in the works.
Throughout your response is a thread that flows through that, I think, though I think we could probably go deeper into, is the cultural change that you're enacting within the organization, the people components of what you described with the technology change and the innovation that's being driven. Can you talk a bit more about that?
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, at Marriott, our mission in global technology is to build products and services that our customers love, whether that customer is our guest, our associate, or owner and franchisee. So how do you realize this? Let me tell you. We start by instilling a culture of innovation first, then seed it with insanely talented people led by a common mission, empower them, and watch the magic happen. We're building an extraordinary team that wakes up every single day, thinking and obsessing about how technology can transform Marriott and deliver greater value to our customers. We're just getting started, and we're reshaping the industry at large.
Well, it's, you certainly have offered a lot of food for thought as to what is nearly afoot and given us a lot to look forward to in terms of the innovation that you and your team are driving. Thank you for a great conversation.
Well, Peter, thank you for coming in today. The pleasure was all mine. The future of travel is technology.